Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of question 44 found in Grade 4, Book 3 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over question 44 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State educators and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 39 in Part 2 of the Grade 4 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 44. In this question, the student is asked to convert the measurement 6 feet 4 inches into inches. Please note that a show your work area is provided. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 2. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response is 6 times 12 equals 72, and 72 plus 4 equals 76 inches, which is the correct answer. Any other valid process used to arrive at that answer would also be acceptable. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 41. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 2. In this response, the student has used an appropriate procedure and has written a correct answer on the answer line. Looking at the second guide paper, a score point 1, we see that a sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated. However, an error in addition results in an incorrect answer. Next, we have the third guide paper, which is also a score point 1. The initial procedure is mathematically sound, but the final step of adding the additional 4 inches is not done, which results in an incorrect answer. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, another score point 1, we find that the initial mathematical procedure used is correct, but an inappropriate number is added in the final step and results in an incorrect answer. Let's move on to the fifth guide paper, which is a score point 1. A sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated, but an incorrect factor is used to convert 6 feet to inches. The student has continued the procedure with the correct final step by adding the additional 4 inches. The final guide paper, the sixth guide paper, is a score point 0. The initial procedure is correct, but an incorrect factor is used to convert 6 feet 2 inches. Unlike the previous guide paper, this student has not continued the procedure to the final step by adding the additional 4 inches. Please take a moment to review these 6 guide papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 44, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 2-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 44. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 66. This response is complete and correct. The student has provided a sound mathematical procedure and has written the correct answer on the answer line. This response receives a score of 2. Moving on to practice set 67, we find that a sound mathematical procedure is demonstrated, but an error in addition results in an incorrect answer. Therefore, this response only receives a score of 1. The next practice set 68, is an incorrect response. Neither the procedure used nor the answer provided are correct, demonstrating that the student has not understood the task. This response receives a score of 0. In practice set 69, we see that the final step is not shown, but this is a permissible exception according to scoring policy 14, which states that it is acceptable to omit a simple addition procedure in which the value of 10 or less is added to an existing value. This response receives a score of 2. Our final practice set for question 44, practice set 70, is partially correct. The initial mathematical procedure is sound, but the final step is missing, resulting in an incorrect answer. So, this response receives a score of 1. If you are unclear why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.